Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Dr. Tim Courtney, optometrist at Access Vision Care in Washington, to talk about National Eye Exam Month. So since August is National Eye Exam Month, can you kind of educate me on what a typical eye exam schedule should look like for children and adults?
Well, kids, especially grade school age range, should have an eye exam every year. As you get into your adolescent age ranges, that can be every year or two, and that can actually carry on into adulthood until you reach around age 40, and then you really ought to do it every year.
And then how important is it, especially at that young age, to keep that routine and to make sure that your eyes are checked regularly?
In the young grade school age range, as in the preschool, kindergartners, and then through sixth grade, it's actually very important to make sure that you get an eye exam every year in that age range because there is so much of our learning that takes place through vision.
I know myself growing up, I had bad eyesight and I didn't know I had bad eyesight. I was just a kid and I just thought that's how I was supposed to be seeing. What signs should parents look out for in their kids to see if their kids have an eyesight problems?
You know, that's a good question because it can be a range of different things, but some of the most common ones are headaches, especially towards the end of the school day. If you catch a child squinting, that is another obvious sign of concern. And then just the obvious, if a child notices blurry vision. And teachers are actually a really good resource for being able to spot a lot of these types of issues in kids just because they work so closely with them on a daily basis.
Then how important is it to establish a good routine with getting eye exams at the young age to hopefully develop it and keep it as a priority as they grow up?
Well, it's actually really important to get them at age 3 and age 5. And then from there, based on the findings that you accumulate in those first few exams, you can establish what is really pertinent as far as the schedule goes for exam frequency as a child grows.
Then what are some of the consequences that a child can face if they don't get the proper eye care treatment at those development ages?
Well, the main thing that we're looking for in that age range is a child that has a lazy eye. And this is sometimes confusing for parents because when you think of a lazy eye, you think of something that you can obviously see when you look at the child. But not all lazy eyes involve an eye that's turning in or turning out. Sometimes you can have a lazy eye, and it is a result of one eye having a stronger prescription than the other eye. And in those instances, there's oftentimes no real symptoms from the child because they can see with the good eye that's seeing. And as an observer, you really don't notice anything is awry with how they're seeing. So those are the primary things that we want to try to catch at those early age ranges.
And as technology is becoming more of an everyday part of everyone's life, including kids, they're spending more time on tablets and computers at home and at school. As an optometrist, what kind of effect can that have on a children's eyesight?
You definitely want to put a time constraint on how much screen time children get these days. And you definitely want to be mindful of how much screen time they're getting towards the end of the day. Some of the studies that we have are showing some real concrete evidence that screen time later on in the day is very capable of interrupting our sleep-wake cycles. So it's most important in those evening hours.
And then as adults, you know, it seems like that there's always an excuse or as life gets in the way. How important is it for adults to not only take care of their kids' eyesight, but also make sure that they're maintaining a healthy eye exam schedule?
Yeah, you know, as we grow, that actually becomes more and more important. Once we get beyond age 40, it's really important to make sure you maintain a dilated eye checkup. Most of the things that can affect us as we accumulate birthdays actually do not have many symptoms that we can pick up on in our day-to-day lives, and they can be easily screened for and picked up in a dilated eye exam. So once you hit that magical age of 40, it becomes even more important to make sure you maintain that yearly eye checkup.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Dr. Tim Courtney, optometrist at Access Vision Care. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.